What is up, everybody? Welcome to Living Word Church Podcast. Wherever you're tuning in from, we believe you'll be encouraged by today's message.
You know, we're doing a series on John, and we've just finished the book of John. And so we wanted to share a scripture or a handful of scriptures that would literally shout out the praises of God and declare what he hath done. Look, the scripture says, look and see what the Lord has done. He is good, and his mercies endure forever. He is good. Say it out loud. He is good, and his mercies endure forever. He's been good to you. I said, he's been good to you. He's been good to every one of us. Amen. And we need to acknowledge that. We need to recognize that, and we need to communicate that. Amen. This is and I want you to, if you've brought your Bibles, to turn with me to Ephesians chapter 3. This scripture has a very big part in my life. It was where I met Christ in my own living room almost 40-something years ago. 43 years ago, we started ministry here, Living Word Church. And it's still growing and going, praise the Lord. And the Lord, I came in one night after doing all kind of ungodly stuff. And when I came in, I was just at the end of myself. I didn't know what to do with myself any longer. I was not happy. I was trying to leave my family. And so I just cried out to God. I didn't know. I didn't have a biblical background. I didn't know that God would meet us where we're at. That God would be merciful and gracious. I always heard bad things, that he will hurt you. He will kill you. He will destroy you. But the God that I met that night, October 1978, the God I met that night didn't have any of that anger, unforgiveness. All he had was, listen, goodness and mercy. And he came to pour it out on me. And thank God for a wife that was praying and believing and trusting for her husband to come to the Lord and come back to them, come back to their children, come back to their family. And thank God he changed me from the inside out and still changing me. You do understand we need a little bit of changing all the time. We don't need to stop. We just need to continue on. Just keep going to church. Keep reading your Bible. Keep praying and believing and trusting. Just knowing that God is good. Amen. You know, we used to say that all the time. Let's go back just a little bit this morning. God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
Amen. I love this prayer in Ephesians chapter 3. Lance started this service off with Ephesians chapter 3 and then Ephesians chapter 4, actually, and then Ephesians chapter 2 are the foundations of our church. In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 21, it says, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are builded together for a spiritual habitation of God through the Holy Spirit. The Amplified Bible Translation says it this way. In him the whole structure is joined, it's bound, it's welded together. You know what? We're close. Let me just say that again. We are close. Kevin Bedsoe's been with me a long time. Mark and Deborah's been with me a long time. We are close. Adrian, Michael have been with me. We all been together for a long time. Faye and Buster, I can't do it without them. Miss Gracie, we need to hear that. Yes. Preach it. We can't do without it. Miss Gracie, you're a jewel to the body of Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You know, and every one of you have a gift. Every one of you have a light that shines bright in the lives of everyone else. And we want to just say thank you. But it says, in him the whole structure. I'm reading out the Amplified Bible, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 16. It says, in whom the whole structure is joined, bound, welded together harmoniously. Then it continues to rise, grow, increase into a holy temple in the Lord, a sanctuary dedicated and consecrated and sacred to the presence of the Lord. We're going to continue to do this. We're going to continue to do this. As long as we have breath, we will praise the Lord. We're going to continue to hear the word of God, speak the word of God, raise up ministers and ministries. Amen. We not only have three campuses, everyone knows about those three, but we also have four more young men in churches that we've helped start, and they're still going strong and doing great things for the kingdom of heaven today. And so God is moving in and through the church. Amen. And look what he said. He said, it's going to continue to grow, continue to increase in Jesus' name. But on that night when I came in, what I heard was Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. I couldn't have told you where it was, didn't know what it said. But all of a sudden, in an instant, I cried out to God. I needed him. I needed his help. I needed his mercy. I needed his goodness. I needed God. I needed the presence of the Lord. I needed to know what salvation was all about. Even though I didn't know what the words were, I know I needed something from him that only he could do. And in that place, and you know what? Every one of us come the same way. It may be in the living room of your house. It may be at your workplace. It may be in, you know, going down the road. It may be pulling on the side of the road and saying, I just can't go any further without Christ. We all have to come to that place of a need. I need him. I want him. I don't want to live another day without him. I don't want to try to do this, live life without Christ. Amen? And so that night I came in and I was miserable. And I looked up and I said, I don't know the words. I don't know what to say. I don't know how to say it. But I know this, I have such a need on the inside of me that won't go away and that I cannot meet, and that I need you, and I need you now. And then all of a sudden, I felt his love. I felt his arms embrace me. I felt the presence of God come in that living room. I felt him. I'm telling you, he was more real than you in here. He was so real. God wants to be real to you. God wants to show up and show out. God wants to come in and transform you. He doesn't want you to stay where you're at. He wants to move you into a higher place. Amen. With him. And so when I cried out to him, all of a sudden I felt his love. But then all of a sudden I heard this voice in my living room. We didn't even have a Bible. We didn't go to church. We didn't know Christ. But my wife, a month or 9 months before that, got saved. She started going to church. She started reading the Bible. And the next thing you know, God spoke into my life. You know what he spoke? Ephesians 3:20. How in the world could you ever get saved just with another scripture besides John 3:16. But on that night, coming in the morning hours, on that night, I began to see who he was to me. This is what it says. Now unto him that's able. Everybody say, he's able. Is there anything he can't do? Let me just ask you truthfully and understand what I'm saying to you, because you face things every week. You face things this past week that you didn't think you were going to make it through. But I'm telling you right now, our God is with you. He will go before you. He will not leave you, fail you, or forsake you. That, listen, he will make sure that you make it through. That he will say, be thou removed. Be thou cast into sea. We refuse to doubt in our heart, but we will believe what he said would come to pass, and we will have whatsoever he said. Can I have a good amen? Amen. God's saying something here. This and that, in that morning hour, he was saying to me that, listen, I'm able. I'm able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ever ask, think, or dream for. Let me read it out of the Amplified Bible. I will do super abundantly. God's talking. This is not Glenn Rogers. I can make a lot of mistakes and say a lot of things that won't ever come to pass. But God. I said, but God. Thank God for all the buts and ands and these and periods and commas in the book. But God. That's where he wants to get us, is to that place that when the enemy walks in and he threatens us with an inch of our life for our children and for our prosperity, for our peace and for our joy, in that moment, then all you got to do is stand up in his face and say, but God. But God. Wouldn't it be funny just to just see a service where we just had all the buts in the scriptures? Well, we got all the buts in here, but do super abundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask, think. Listen, you can ask for a bunch. Come on, Noah, I know you better than that. I know some of you a whole lot better than that. And you can ask for a whole lot more. Amen? He said, but God, he will do super abundantly, far over, above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, dreams, and hopes. There's some things I'm hoping for, and you know what? I'm believing God. There's some things I'm hoping for and dreaming about, and guess what? I'm going to continue to dream about God. Amen. I'm not going to let the time and life pass me by and me not begin to just believe that God is able to do what he said he would do. Come on now. I'm going to pick it up right where I've started. And I may not get far from that door, but I'm going to pick it up and I'm going to stay close till I can hear the voice again. Till I can feel that embrace again. And that's all I need to make it through. Can I have a good amen? Amen. And look at what he says here. He said, I will do beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, and hopes and dreams. There are people in here that have stood on that scripture. And they've stood on what that word says right there. Many times couldn't find it in the Bible, but they heard it enough in this house. They heard it enough that they said, this is the scripture I'm going to stand on. If it'll get my pastor saved, it can get me saved. It can get my children saved. It can get my husband saved. It can change things. Amen. And listen, we can all get to the place where we're just thinking about us and what I want and what I think and how I feel. But the reality is that, listen, God's got a whole life that's so much better than you ever dreamed possible. And that, listen, it's not all about you. It's all about him in you, with you, for you. Look what it says. It says in verse 20, Ephesians 3, verse 20, now unto him. Stop. Yes. I mean, if it stopped right there, it's more than enough. Now to him. It's all about him. In life, battles of life, that it's not about the battles. It's not about what you don't have, what you can't do. It's not about what you think is the right way or the right thing to do. But listen, it's all about with what God said. God said, now unto him that is able. He is able. He is able. Look, it's about these three things. It is about him, by him, through him, and for him. Say it out loud with me. It is by him, through him, and for him. Say it again. It is by him, through him, and for him. Now unto him. He's the most important person that's ever come in my life. He's still the most important person that comes in my life. Thank God he saved my marriage. Thank God he saved my kids. Thank God he saved my sons from drug addiction. Thank God that he built a church. Thank God he built seven churches that we have a part of. Thank God that we're raising up ministers and ministries. Thank God. Oh, thank God. We have a lot to be thankful for. But understand, it is by him. It is through him. And it is for him. Can you just get that one more time? Yeah. Amen?
Yeah.
We've got to get this inside of us. We're listening to that. It's all about Him. Yeah. It's by Him. It is for Him. And it is through Him. Everything in life, all the joy in my life is, listen, it's going to be because of Him. Not because He left me, failed me, forsake me, because He promised that He would always be ever present.
Amen.
Never leaving, never failing. Amen? And then he says, I'm trying to just read the scripture. You know, I just thought for a moment, we can just read the first word, now. That's where God works. He works in the now. He's not promising you something way off there in the, you know, wild blue yonder. He's all about now. Now. Everybody say now.
Now.
You know, you start reading your Bible different. When you see a D, just shout about it. There's a D in the Bible, mama. There's a D in the Bible. There's periods and commas. Can you believe it? Look at the red words. Oh, hallelujah. Just get excited about it one more time. This book is worth getting excited about. Amen? This book is precious. It's powerful. That listen, it will never, ever change. It will never, ever leave us, fail us, or forsake us. I don't care about how much you learn today. All I want you to do is get a hold of one thing. Get a hold of Him. If you can just get a hold of Him, that's all you need. And it says right here, it says, now to Him that is able. Everybody say, He's able. No matter what you're going through, He's able. There have been people in here today that are in our service today, me being one of them, that we were marked with cancer not one time but twice, sometimes more than that, in our church family. But our people stood fast. They stood in hope and faith in what God's word declared. They began to pray God's word. They began to say to the mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea. They believed what God said. They believed that God was able. They will ever have my heart on the ability to destroy cancer. That she didn't do it, but God did it through her. What a testimony. Doctors couldn't do it. Medicine couldn't do it, but God did. Glory to God. That's what I'm talking about. We have our pastoral circle on Tuesday morning, and we were talking about this service in Tuesday morning, and thank God for all of our campuses, but every campus is different. No doubt about it. It's wonderful, and it's great and awesome, but every one of them is different. But then they began to talk about Mansfield campus. This is the campus that feeds back. This is the campus that shouts. This is the campus that wants to worship more. They want to go a little bit more than nasty people. I'm talking about they want more of Christ. They want more of Jesus. They want more of each other. They want more of the Word of God. Amen. And that's what we're talking about here. Now unto Him that's able, we serve a God of more. Say it out loud. We serve a God of more, not less. This book's all about more. Amen. So we serve a God of more, not less. Say it again, one more time. We serve a God of more, not less. And to know the love of Christ, in verse 19, and then in verse 20 it says, and now to Him that's able to do exceedingly, abundantly. Man, that word exceedingly, abundantly. Come on, think about this. This is not a little bit. This is not just what's left over. I mean, He does care for you. He's thinking about you, but you know, there's just nothing left. No, there's not. That's not the situation here. That he is always about exceedingly, more than you can ask or dream or think. Amen. And then listen, He says abundantly. Everybody say abundantly. And what would the next word be? Little? Little? We don't serve a little God. We serve a big God. Amen? And then it says here, he says, abundantly above. Come on, get with me on this. Abundantly, exceedingly, abundantly above. Does that just sound like a little? We're going to hold you for a few hours and I'll show you what a little's about. No way, I'm not trying that at all. But listen to me. It says, and to know the love of Christ. I love that. In verse 20 it says, Now to him that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask, above all what that you can ask or think, according to the power that worketh where? In us. His power working in us. Today we came in this place and we were powerful. We were awesome. We were miraculous, astonishing, amazing. Because of him. Because of what he wants to do. He wants to use us to lay hands on the sick. He wants to use us to encourage the brethren. He wants to use us to speak a word that would change somebody's life for eternity. Amen. He wants to use us. Can I have a better amen?
Amen.
And look what it says here. And that we, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. I'm going to come back to this, Ephesians 3:20. But I want to read the scripture. Actually, it's the same prayer, another prayer in Ephesians chapter 1. And it says some of the same things. You just need to hear it over and over. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 17. Paul says that, I pray the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto each of us a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. That the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. God wants the light to go off inside you. He wants the light to, listen, to expel the darkness, but he wants it to shine into your world. And then he goes on to say, and the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you might know what is the hope, the favorable, confident expectation of your joy. And then it says this, men, what is the exceeding greatness of his power? You can't talk about God without abundantly and above and exceedingly. I mean, you can't talk about God in a little way, frame or form. You have to talk about God, how he measures it. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power? To us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. The word there, power, means dominion, power, and strength. We're not weak. We are not weak. We are not helpless. And we are certainly not hopeless. We got a God that's bigger than our trials and tribulations, bigger than our sicknesses and diseases, bigger than our adversity and our pain or our sorrow. He's bigger than divorce. He's bigger than drugs. He's bigger than any stress or anxiety that can come our way. Our God is able. Amen. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power? In one scripture, he says, I got power, power, power. You want to try me? Come on. I got power, power, power. You want to try my son, my daughter? I tell you what, try Brother Buster over there. You know, he ain't got all that going for him. And listen. And when the enemy approaches that man of God, what's he going to do? He's going to speak the word, and that word is going to work. And what's the devil going to hear? That he's got power, power, power. Wonder-working power. Glory to God. I just really want to just get that inside you. It makes no difference how good I preach, it's how wonderful these scriptures are. Which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him in his own right hand, far above, God doesn't do small things. God does big things. Far above principality and power and might, dominion and every name that's named. Not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. You got two prayers and two chapters. We not even got to the third or fourth chapter yet. And he prays the same thing, says the same thing. He really wants the church to get a hold of this. I am God. I can do what I said I can do. I will do what I said I do. And listen, in the process, he wants you to see him in the likeness of himself in you. Anthony, he don't want you to see you broke down. He don't want to hear about how many drugs you did. He wants to see the glory, the light, the illuminating light of Christ shining bright from you. He wants to see hope in your favor. He wants to see faith in your life. He wants to see joy unspeakable and full of glory. He does not want to look down. He wants to look at you. He wants to raise us up together. To sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Can I have a good amen?
Amen.
So our first thought to this today is we need to put God first. All of that simply to say this one thing. We've got to put God first. God's got to be first in our prayer life. God's got to be first in our reading life. God's got to be first in every aspect of our life. That we need to put God first. Let me give you another scripture in Matthew chapter 6. In verse 33, all of you know this scripture. It's very familiar. It says, but seek ye first. When? Not after everything else is done. Seek ye first his kingdom, his righteousness. And these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. For tomorrow will worry about itself. Isn't that true? Somebody say amen. Each day has enough trouble of its own. I like that translation. And that's so true. Listen, it's so important that you understand that he wants you. He is speaking out to you that I want you to want me. I want you to think about me. I want you to talk to me. I want you to spend time with me. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? He wants you to see him exceedingly abundantly above. He wants you to embrace that aspect of his life. He wants you to see power, 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 but he wants you to be able to apply that power, power, power. Amen? He don't want to learn something. He don't want you just to learn something. He wants you to be transformed. He wants you to move from listening from glory to glory, from faith to faith, but he wants you to get to the place where you stop looking for information and that you begin to work out revelation and get to the place that you have transformation. Yes. That it is what God said it was. And now I'm enjoying it to my fullness. Yes. Amen?
Amen?
In James chapter 4 and verse 7, it says, submit to God. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil. He will flee from you. Everybody say, he will flee.
He will flee.
The devil is a loser. I got a 5-year-old grandson, and you know what? He came into my bedroom the other day, and this is what he did. On his hat like that. And I just knew he was putting down somebody. He was putting down somebody, the devil. This is what he said. Pops, the devil's a loser. Pops, the devil's a loser. He didn't say nothing else 3 times in a row. Pops, the devil's a loser. He got my attention. God's wanting the church to get his attention this morning. And that we begin to see the devil is a loser. Listen to this. Submit yourselves to God. This is who we submit to. This is who has purchased us. This is that we belong into him. Amen? And so listen what it says here. He says that you submit yourself to him, but you resist the enemy. And he will do what? That word flee means run in terror in disgrace. The devil, listen, he's not going to stay. Why? Because you are belittling him. You're taking all his power away. Can I remind you who has all power? Power, power, power.
Yes.
Our God. Our God's the one that's got all power. He's got all might. He's the one you see that he wants you to see. It's his kingdom. The enemy's been trying to build his kingdom by stealing God's kingdom, but the reality is this is God's. It belongs to him, and God wants to give it to us. Amen? Then Proverbs chapter 3, it says in verse 5 through 10, trust in the Lord. That was pitiful. Trust. So weak. I got to watch Jake. He'll be doing one of those things on me. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5 through 10 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. That's where we're working now. We're working out our salvation. But that's the part that's little, and the enemy wants to belittle us in that area, is how much we're willing to give. And look, he's trying to get us to the place that we understand what the scripture says. Just trust him with all of it. Trust him with all of it. Your marriage, your finances, your health, you know, with your peace, your joy, your kids, everything. He wants it all. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean to your own understanding. All your ways acknowledge in him. He will make straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be what? Healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. I love that. Healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns will fill with plenty and your vats bursting out with new wine. I love that scripture. I love that scripture. When we begin to see that, listen, order determines capacity, and order communicates priority. And what is first will impact everything else.
That's so good.
Order. This is God's order. Me reading these scriptures off is God's order. When he comes in, he's not wasting time or energy. He's going to speak his word. He's going to believe that you're going to believe that word. And that he's going to listen. And he's going to declare it's going to change you from glory to glory. It's going to change you forever. Amen. And then guess what? It's going to change others. When Lance got changed, he changed others. He's still changing others. In fact, you know, he can't help it. I mean, God's just overflowing, outpouring. It's just overwhelming how much that he can get around lost people and broke people. And because of one thing, he loves God and he loves people. He loves God and he loves people. The next thing you know is he's demonstrating that. He's sharing that. And the next thing you know, that light's shining bright into the darkness of that individual's life. And it's going to change him forever. We have proof. We have evidence. We have so many conversations over each week, it seems like, where the witness of my son has transformed somebody else. Somebody say, praise the Lord. And that's what he's looking for. He's looking for us to get to the place that the rest is irrelevant. If it isn't from him, for him, by him, and through him. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 16. It says, for by him all things were created, in heaven, on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things. Everybody say all things. All things were created through him and for him. By him, through him, for him. Say it with me. By him, through him, for him. One more time. By him, through him, for him. According to the power that worketh in us. What you're doing this morning as you quote those scriptures, as you just reiterate what we're saying, guess what's happened? That power that's working in you is coming up. And listen, it is coming to a place that, listen, it will keep the enemy far from you, but it will help you keep the enemy far from others. Amen? And so number two is this. Expect more. If God is more, we need to start expecting more. Man, that is real good. Let me slap somebody. Just come here, Lance. I'll just slap you. Number one is God is more. Number two, expect more. So if I'm expecting more, I'm expecting more of God. Can we agree on that? We need to expect. How many in here say, listen, I've been limiting God. I have not expected more. But from this moment forward, I am going to expect more. If that's you, raise your hand. Look at all the hands. Look at all the hands. All of us, we miss it. All of us come short of this. But the reality is that our less is going to fall to the wayside, and God's increase is going to come to the where we're at. And guess what? He is more, so He's going to expect more. Amen? God is more, and He is going to expect more. Who is able? Listen, I love this part of the scripture. God is able to do far more abundantly than what we can ask or think. How many of you think you could ask something that God couldn't do? Not a person in here. Then why aren't we asking? Why aren't we doing something about the enemy's work? Where he's been stealing, killing, destroying, why don't we step up? Instead of listening to him tell you shut up, that you start speaking up. Because you're putting God first. You're putting God first. And because you're putting God first, that, listen, it's working in you, for you, and through you, and by you now because of Christ. Amen? And then he says, listen, that you're going to change the world. Amen? We've got to stop looking at the past, and we've got to start looking at the future. I was going down the road one time, and it was just a straight, long road. I don't know, 3, 4, 5 miles that you could just see from one end to the other. And then all of a sudden, this lady in front of me, she pulls over into the ditch. I think, what happened? Is something wrong with her car? Did a deer run out in front of her? What happened? I didn't see anything happen, but something happened. And then I stopped. And I helped the lady out of the car. She was just so nervous, didn't know what to do. And I said, ma'am, can you tell me what happened? She said, I know exactly what happened. She said, I was looking in the rear view mirror and I ran in the ditch. Can I just tell you, I've seen many of you looking in the rear view mirror of your life. And you wonder why you're in a ditch here. Ooh, 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 ooh. Isn't that true? I said, isn't that true? I tell you what, it's time let's sling some mud in this house. It's time that we take back some things that's stolen from us. Our joy for one, our peace for one, our the presence of God for one. Amen. And we need to get to that place. So we've got to choose hope, because hope is all about the future. Hope is a favorable, confident expectation of nothing in the past, nothing in the present, but all about my future. Listen, if all you're living by is an experience of something that happened yesterday, then you're missing it, because God's got something bigger and better for you in your tomorrow. Amen? So we need to choose hope over our history. We need to choose expectation over our experience. I need to start coming to this house, and I need to expect. I'm going to change the kid's life. I'm going to change the worship's life. I'm going to change something. If I don't do but move the furniture around, I'm going to change something. Come on now. And once you get this mindset about you, then you know what? You won't settle for less. That's right. Exceedingly, abundantly, above all the power that worketh in you. All of this has been about Him doing something for you. We can go home right now. This is all about one thing. Him for you. Him for you. According, He's exceedingly abundantly above. According to the power that worketh in us. He wants you to look like Him. Walk like Him. Act like Him. Talk like Him. Treat people like Him. Can I have a better amen? And we need to start doing this. Dreaming bigger, asking bigger, and thinking bigger. My grandkids can do that. Let me just say that again. My grandkids can do that. Jay don't hesitate if he wants to go to Walmart and get a toy. Now, Emma and Mia, they're a little bit more crude in their momentum. In other words, they're saying, let's just go get something to eat. But somehow or another, it winds up where clothes are. Somehow. And then they go in there and stay a half a day. And then they'll send one of them out. They take turns. They send one of them out and they said, if you'll give him $50, he'll come out quickly. What? You know I'm just picking at them. But listen, that's how it is with the Lord. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17 through 19. May Christ dwell in your hearts through faith that you be rooted and grounded in love. You know, this word here, rooted, actually comes from a word of a tree. God wants you to stand like an oak tree. He wants you to stand like a tree. Be strong. Amen. Regardless of the circumstances of life, He wants you to be standing like a tree. But that word grounded is like rocks. One says that, listen, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith and that you be what? Rooted. That you be like a tree and you be grounded. That you be put into a place that, listen, there has been a design, if you will, like rocks. Hello? Let me finish reading it. That we be rooted and grounded in love. That we may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, length, and depth, and height. And to know the love of Christ. Aren't you glad you know the love of Christ? How many of you really want to know the love of Christ? He is there. He is here. He is right where you need Him to be when you need Him to be. Amen. And it says, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. It begins with Christ. It ends with Christ. We being filled with His Spirit, full of the Lord God Almighty. That's what He's talking about. What we know about Him would determine what we expect from Him. Isn't it true? What we know about Him, the more I know, the more I'll ask. And number three is this. We're almost finished. He is more. We're expecting more. And the third thing is this. We're going to fear less. Turn around and tell three people, I am not going to be fearful or rejectful. We're going to fear less. If we're trusting more, then we will fear less. Let me say it out loud again. If we're trusting more, we will fear less. The more you trust, the less you can fear. The more you trust, the less you can fear. 2 Timothy 1, verse 6 and 7, it says, for this reason I remind you to fan into a flame the gift of God, which is in you. Everybody say, it's in me. Through the laying of my hands, for God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power, love, and self-control. I love one translation says, in a sound, well-balanced mind. How many of you want a sound, well-balanced mind? Do you know, I thank God for all the medications in life that help us to stay well and whole and function properly and so on and so forth. But listen, folks, if we would depend on God and His Word is medicine to our flesh. If we would depend on Him, the Scripture just said it right here. If we would depend on Him, if we would expect more out of His Word and His Spirit working inside of us, for God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power, love, and self-control. Let me just tell you, there are three reasons you have nothing. There are three reasons you have nothing. That you be nothing, you do nothing, and you will always have nothing. And that's what I'm talking to you about with God. God wants you to stop playing church and be the church. Stand up. And listen, take your rightful place among the family of God. And listen, be soldiers in the army of God. That we're winning this battle. We refuse to quit, give in, give up, give out. And we refuse to let the devil steal, kill, or destroy. I am not. I've got the mind of Christ. I do hold the thoughts and feelings and purpose of His heart. Can I have a good amen?
Amen.
And then Paul says this to the church at Corinth. This is my last scripture for today. He is more. I'm expecting more, but I am fearing less. I refuse to be fearful. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm a scared cat. Not about anything. Not about many things. But when the lightning starts, when the storms start, and if we're in bed, I'm scared. Don't say nothing to me now. I ain't scared of you. don't get me wrong now. But then, I don't believe that one alone. We've got to get to the place that He is more. Paul said this way. 2 Corinthians 10 verses 4 through 5. One of my most familiar scriptures when I'm counseling people. It don't make no difference if it's marriage or children or finances. These scriptures work so powerfully in their behalf. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty. They are mighty. Say it again. They are mighty. They are not of flesh, but they have divine power to destroy strongholds. We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God. And we take every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. So today, we're here declaring Jesus is Lord. And you may be here today and you cannot declare that Jesus is your Lord. But I'm telling you right now, He comes because He loves you. He offered a sacrifice of His Son because He loves you. And that He refused to let the enemy have you, steal you, kill you, destroy you, crucify you, cause more pain than you could ever believe or dream or think about. But then He wants you to have joy unspeakable and full of glory. He wants you to have peace that surpasses all understanding. He wants you to know what real love is all about. Can I have a good amen in here? And that we get to the place that, listen, man, we can't do it without Christ. We finally come to the end of ourselves and that He's got to be more. And I've got to start expecting more out of Him and less out of me. And I've got to declare I refuse to quit because I refuse to give in or give up or give out or be fearful.
Thank you so much for joining us today. If you want to get more connected, text NEXT to 62488 or go to our website, mylwc.church. We hope that you have an amazing rest of the week.